Anything would be better than having to deal with this all the time. It was wonderful to work with all the beings aboard the mothership. Anyone could offer suggestions that appeared that they might work. These ideas were simply evaluated and accepted immediately by everyone. There was no ego trip nor proprietary interest in protecting one's turf. I continued, "It might be better to bring the tubes out from the wall about arm's length then make the connections. Then wires or tubes can be grouped together if you like. Then if the connectors were also color-coded so that those attending the patient can tell very quickly where to attach the connectors, it wouldn't take so much time to figure it all out." I smiled wryly, "And it will probably be a good idea to have spare sets of these tubes and wires to connect to patients, just in case your hysterical patient who escapes and runs away with tubes and wires hanging, loses some of them while they are running away. Yes, they do leave a trail of our equipment along the way." One of the small workers agreed with some frustration. "I've noticed that the most hysterical patients are put here so they can be tended. But they are also the most likely ones to bolt from the room. If you were to fix up some alternate stations so there isn't a whole row of stations with hysterical people all lined up together, everyone would be better off. Hysterical people have a tendency to reinforce each other. We can dilute this effect by spreading them further apart here in the room." I hoped they would understand. "Yeah, rewiring everything will keep us busy for a while, but at least we can work out in the open to do the work. That would sure be easier." The smallest one, whom I had supposed to be a Zeta, was putting his tools back in his toolbox. I ventured one last comment. "Down on Earth we have something called Murphy's Law. That means that if something can go wrong, it will go wrong. So we make preparations for whatever it is that will go wrong before it actually happens. We set things up so when something does go wrong it can be fixed easily. Most of you here have never had to think in this way, but it helps those of us who live on Earth to deal with life's little troubles." This actually all took place by telepathy. It didn't take as nearly as long to convey it all by thought as it does to write it on paper. The repair crew accepted it immediately and began creating breakaway connections with mating plugs which would go to the wires to the patient. I heard the small one say, "This will be the last time I have to crawl into these crowded spaces to work. I'll be able to see what I'm doing from now on." The attitude level of the repair crew immediately changed from frustration to creative thought as they began figuring out where to make the connections. It was fun during some of my later nighttime visits to go back and see how the repairs were coming along. The crew of small technicians was pleased to show off their newly wired stations awaiting connections to patients. Some stations already had patients in place, softly moaning and tossing and turning. It wasn't many visits before some of the attendants pointed to the last station in the room where I had first seen the repair team working on wires inside the wall. The connectors to the monitors were hanging limp against the wall, but they were intact. One of the repair team members came up to me proudly, "An injured man that we just brought up from Bosnia leapt off the treatment table here just before you came in. He ran away down the hall, taking his wires and tubes with him. They are out now, trying to catch him, calm him down and bring him back for treatment. But this time we don't have to rewire the whole wall because of it. We've got a reserve set of tubes and wires to use instead." They seemed very pleased. Happiness became my cloak as I went around to help them in their medical facility, knowing I had been able to bring some useful ideas from Earth about how to prepare for the worst happening to share with the beings on the mothership. These beings had so much compassion for suffering humanity on Earth and so much knowledge of how to help them get well. I was grateful that I had had a chance to return the favor of sharing some of my knowledge learned on Earth with them. A sense of order had returned to the mothership. Book can still be found for $5 to $11. http://bookstore.horthorhouse.com/products/SKU0002-79619/themothershipchronicles.asps. More on UFO healings. http://galactic.no/rune/ufu1.html